American Senator Edward Ted Kennedy is one of the champions of the left. The Democrat, the youngest of the 9 famous Kennedy siblings, held public office for the state of Massachusetts from 1962 to his death in 2009, and is credited with introducing legislation on civil rights, health care, immigration, and education, among other things. In 1969, 7 years after his brother, the then-president John Fitzgerald, was assassinated in Dallas, and just a year after his other brother, Robert, was shot dead during his own presidential campaign, Ted Kennedy was being encouraged to aim for the White House himself. It was then that a terrible incident occurred that was to convince the senator that his family was indeed cursed, as was speculated in the press. In the early hours of 19th of July, Kennedy's car crashed off a bridge on Chappaquiddick Island in Massachusetts and was submerged in deep water. Kennedy escaped, but his passenger, Mary Jo Kopechne, drowned. Filmmaker John Curran was gripped by the messy aftermath of Chappaquiddick, which effectively ended Ted Kennedy's presidential ambitions. A great admirer of the senator, but aware of the controversy that still surrounds the case, Curran was determined to re-examine it and present it in all its complexity. In the film, he avoids political scenes and the mythology surrounding the Kennedys, focusing instead on the senator in his family home. It is a place where, under the patriarchal thumb of his elderly yet still uncompromising father, Joseph Kennedy, played by Bruce Dern, family politics are just as cutthroat as partisan politics in Congress. In a presentation for the movie, Curran says that he felt it important to place Ted Kennedy in personal and historical context, taking account of what happened before the accident, to provide clues as to the way the senator acted after it.
I was trying to get to the human at the heart of the story and really trying to figure out what Ted was going through at that point in his life. In the beginning of the film, we meet somebody who's still reeling from a tragedy. It was only a year before this story took place that his brother was assassinated. And everyone in America expected Ted to step into his shoes and run for president in 72.
The incident exploded in the media, where conspiracy theories proliferated. Curran captured the real-life coverage by placing archival news footage and newspaper headlines in the film. Meanwhile, indoors, an overwhelmed Kennedy receives advice from a whole team of lawyers employed by his father. The confusion and pressure was important to show, says Curran.
In America, these films are very divisive, any film about a politician, and our intention was to try to make a very nonpartisan film, telling the story straight and letting people figure out to themselves how they felt about his character. The film goes back and you see the incident from a number of different perspectives because his story kept changing. And really, it's about an evolving narrative. And by the end, I think the film should provoke as many questions as it does supply answers. It certainly kicked a hornet's nest in America. It provoked a lot of debate.
Australian actor Jason Clarke plays Ted Kennedy with a mix of statesmanlike integrity and naive arrogance. The aim was to present a flawed human being who was still a great politician, as Clarke explains.
Ted did something which is hard to forgive, if it's forgivable. But then it's human and it's life, and he lived on, and his legislative record stands the test of time. What he stood for is on the right side of history, education, civil rights, so many things.
While Kennedy became the focus of the tragedy, justice has not been done to the real victim, Mary Jo Kopechne. The actress Kate Mara welcomed the opportunity to reclaim Kopechne's reputation and emphasize the tragedy of her death.
Now, I'm very proud to be, you know, showing a very small glimpse of her life. I think she has been treated unfairly in the past with the press and the way she was portrayed after her death. So I'm happy to tell part of her story.
Another overlooked figure made prominent in the film is the lawyer Joe Gargan, a cousin of the Kennedys, who had a close relationship with Ted. As Ed Helms, the actor who plays Gargan, explains, the role gave him uncomfortable insights into Kennedy's character.
It challenged my own perceptions of the Kennedy family, and It's ultimately about some really bad judgment in the aftermath of a tragic accident. And judgment that's born out of a reflex for self-preservation, which I think is something that's very human. But there are times when we really have to transcend our base instincts and do the right thing. It appears Ted really failed to do that.